I had the most nonsensical thought, and it involved Biggie yesterday. You're going to love this. I don't know why this just entered my head yesterday. I was coming down here to do a podcast. Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's a tough podcast.
That's not a thing that exists.
No.
And you don't have to be here.
No.
No.
And no one listens.
That's the best part.
Let me explain it to you. I'm in a fantasy football league. I'm a co-commissioner. There are three of us.
It gets worse. I'm in a fantasy football league. It gets worse.
I'm a co-commissioner.
There are three. It's a trilateral.
Tribunal.
It gets worse.
That's right. So
three commissioners and how many people in the league?
12 total. Including the three.
Is that too much concentration of power?
Well, we don't think so.
Does the Politburo rotate like they do with the deal?
No.
I can't recall what they...
No.
The Knesset? No, that's Israel. What do they call it in...
In Russia? The Politburo?
The Politburo. Yeah. What was their Senate called? It had a name.
No, we don't rotate. We have ironclad power. And
for life? Like the Supreme Court?
Yes, for life. We cannot be... We can only go out by our own hand.
Oh, and the trade deadline just happened. Did you have to approve massive trades?
Yes. And when we approve a fantasy football trade, two of the three of us must say yes. That's why it works perfectly. It's a tribunal. Okay. We do a podcast. It's not a podcast. We call it a podcap.
It's sadder.
Much. We recap everything that went on in the previous week's games, and we send it out in podcast form. We email it to all 12 members of the league.
Now, it used to be a simple email that people could scan and delete.
Or not even read. Yes, it was written form. But when we trade it off, who's going to write it? But those were so tedious that we decided to start doing them in podcast form.
Spoken word.
And I don't do them every week. Sometimes it's one commissioner always, he's our leader, and he's always on it.
But Kim Jong-un.
He is. And he'll do it with the phone and with other people, but I don't know how to do it on the phone. And I said, I can only do it here at our radio station.
With this archaic equipment in front of us.
That's right. And we have fun music that we play sometimes, you know.
That's copyrighted though, right? Isn't that... Biggie, you know more than
don't
I.
Don't mention that. And whatever you do, don't play Hendrix.
You're not ASCAP BMI licensed, are you?
Don't answer that.
Again, only 9 people get the actual.
Ba, 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 ba.
That's what we start with.
Of course you do.
That's what we start with. Unless we want to go old school. Yesterday we went old school. I shouldn't be spoiling this. This is dropping today.
Yeah.
I always think of my friend Dave Aiken when I hear this. Old school NFL music. 70s NFL today.
Wherever he is, he's sitting bolt upright in a bed. Right.
Someone's playing it. I can feel it.
Whoever he's laying next to is like,
what's
going on? Do you have a bad
dream? All right, dear?
What's going on?
What was your name again?
Look, I got to go. Someone's playing the NFL on CBS.
From 1977. I love it. Anyway, a couple of things happened for this podcast. I only got the call from our lead commissioner 24 hours ago. A little more than 24 hours ago. Because is there any way you can do podcasts this week? I'm out of options, you know. So whoever he was going to do it with canceled on him. And I said, well, the only time I can do it is 5:30 in the afternoon. 5:30. So I agreed to come back in here at 5:30 to do it because neither of us know how to do it on our phone. We don't know that. We come in here with this technology and you stare at a blank screen while you listen to it. And remember, the podcast is an hour and 10 minutes long. We go through painstakingly.
Oh God.
Game by game, player by player.
That's right. Well, two things happened. One, when we got here, now this is going to take some explaining. You all will know it well. Here, our radio station is located in the downtown area, and at night, it does get busy because there are restaurants around. Mellow Mushroom is one down the way here. And so the street parking is jam-packed, and it would be difficult for him to find a parking space. But what we have access to our radio station parking lot because we have a clicker that opens the gate, and then we get in. But you can only use it for radio station employees because then we have a clicker that gets us into the building, right? Okay. And once you get in, You can't leave the gate unless you're in a car. You know, you can't open the gate. The car's weight opens the gate. So last night I got here right at 5:30. And I noticed his car was behind me. So I thought, well, this is fortuitous because there was no parking on the street. I thought, I'll just wave him to follow me into the gate. So I open it with the clicker. I put my arm out the window.
Follow me.
Follow me. He's in his Subaru. We come on in. We park two or three spaces apart. No, a couple of people here. That's it. So I get out of the car and look over to say hey to him. Well, it's a couple. It's not him. It's some random couple.
Thanks. No. Oh, God.
It was the wrong Subaru.
And
you waved them into the building like vampires.
I did.
Follow me.
Yeah, I did.
I will lead you to parking.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything else about the couple. You've said all you need to say was Subaru.
Yeah. So they get out, and they just look around blindly, and one says to the other,
"Is that gate closing behind us?"
I was gonna say, yeah.
Are we locked in with this maniac? You are.
You are. So we just stared at each other, and I walked on into the building, and they couldn't because I had the key.
They can't go in or out.
Exactly. They can't go in or out. And I thought, I hope they figure that out.
You didn't speak with them?
I did not speak with them. They looked around. Oof. They just looked around. They thought they had gotten Hollywood parking.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
And they didn't say a word to me. We just stared at each other. And as they started to walk toward the gate to leave to go to walk to the Mellow Mushroom or whatever restaurant they're going to, I thought to myself, that gate's not going to open.
No.
That will not open because you have to have a car. You don't have to have a clicker, but the car's weight. So I kind of peered out the window. I mean, they were jumping up and down and trying to get it to open, and it didn't. So they got back in their car to leave. They realized we can't get out. So it worked well. And then this is the really fortuitous part.
Where's that tall goomer who waved us in?
Yeah, he clearly knew that this wasn't going to work.
Where's the jerk who trapped us?
No, I didn't realize I was trapping them. I thought I was letting my friend in, my co-commissioner. But as I watched out the window, as they left, he pulled up and came right into the gate. So
the right Subaru.
The correct Subaru. Two Subarus passing in the night. And he texts me and says, I'm in the gate. I don't know what to do. And I said, I'll come rescue you. So I came out of the building.
I'll help you.
Yeah. I know him.
You know, one of my favorite moments with that gate ever was with a former coworker we all worked with many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And we have some of what you would call the unhoused around here locally.
Yes.
And one morning, we pulled in at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's your mentor, Chris Kelly.
Oh, yes.
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 And we pulled in at the same time.
An absolute great in our industry.
And one of the unhoused fellows followed us in on foot. And when he got out of the car, he looked at me and smiled and winked. And he turns to the unhoused guy, who's now trapped in the gate, and goes, you're in now. We got you.
Did he really?
Yeah. Well, and the guy, of course, starts,
Yeah. Yeah. That's so interesting because one time on a rare day when Chris Dim was not here, I got here, opened the gate, and didn't realize, but an unhoused, clearly high on meth individual followed me into the gate. And when I got out of my car, I didn't even realize he was there. He started like bouncing up and down, and I didn't handle it the way my mentor did. I said, oh my goodness, we got to get you out of here. And he's like, hey man. And he's up in my face.
Oh gosh.
And I said, you're in a gate you can't get out of.
I know, man. It's drugs.
Yeah.
No.
I know, man. We're all in that gate. No. You're in an actual gate.
And I thought either we have to get him out of this gate or we have to hire him, one or the other, because there's no leaving.
I'm going to end up smoking meth with him.
That's right. It's like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. That's what this place is like. Here we have two thoughts for you, Biggie. To me, beneficial in both ways. When we were talking on our podcast, our minds just go everywhere. You know, it's like this.
For an hour and 12 minutes?
Yeah. Hour and 12 yesterday's podcast. It's going to be it's going to drop today, not for the masses, only for 9 people.
Each podcast, as I understand it, has a theme, right? You typically start off with your favorite movies.
It's movie talk.
Yeah.
Or 80-year-old movies.
Yeah, it's movie talk. I gave him, and we had discussed this already on air, I had read the 5 quintessential movies you must see from the 1980s. And I'd give him a little hint, and he guessed them. He got all of them. He's a real movie guy. I don't want to tease too much of what's coming in podcaps.
It's okay. How much how much of the podcap was dedicated to 80s movies?
Half an hour. That's a half
okay.
an hour.
And then I have heard from someone else who was in your league that it is easily fast-forwardable.
I'm trying to make it where you can't fast forward. I'd like to find that technology where you have to listen from the beginning.
Pretty in Pink.
Raging Bull. Dances with Wolves.
My God, are they going to talk about football at all?
That's right. Okay, here's where we didn't get into this, but we were talking about a little about mascots for NFL teams. I don't know why this hit me, Biggie. Would you do this? Okay, here's my proposition to you. Just top of my head, okay? You're offered $1 million. So, of course, you're going,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay, tax-free $1 million. Here's what you have to do to get it. You have to spend an hour in a room, in your room right there, locked in there, with the mascot of the team that wins the Super Bowl. So you're taking your chances, but if it's a Jaguar, you're dead.
Oh,
the actual animal.
Oh, man.
Okay, eagle. From last year, it would have been an eagle. So you have to be in
your... You get pecked out. Your eyes would get pecked out.
Your eyes get pecked out. But you could get a cardinal, you know, so that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, but I think it's more... You're risking...
A big risk.
There's a lot of big animals.
Yeah.
Bronco, colt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal, eagle.
Lions, tigers, bears.
Lions, yeah. Tigers, bears.
Panthers, jaguars.
Panther, yeah. Jaguar.
And really, even...
Bolt of lightning.
Okay, that's from yeah. The Chargers, you get bolts of lightning every so often.
Pirates. Really? Pirates. In two different forms.
Buccaneer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You could get a Buccaneer. Now, you could get a Patriot, which might just be annoying.
I think that'd be okay.
I think we need more Lee Greenwood.
All right, yeah.
What do you do? Do you get the little imp from the Browns?
Yeah, you get a little imp.
Yeah.
See, so it really depends on who's good. Okay, Chief, I don't think he's going to hurt you.
You just talk.
Yeah, you just talk with the Chief. You talk with a Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
I think an Eagle, you'd live. I think a Cardinal, you'd be all right. You get a Jaguar in there, and you are dead.
I feel like I could fight a Seahawk better than an Eagle.
Seahawk.
A Saint.
You could get a Saint.
Yeah, right. Okay, a Saint would be...
You get a Viking.
But they're terrible.
A Viking might be... hard to say if it's a nice Viking.
You could get a Texan who's just going to sit and talk to you
or
about...
Or Cowboy.
Yeah, or Cowboy.
Wow, this isn't barbecue. I'll show you.
Right, exactly.
I think an old miner.
Exactly. Yeah. I think like half of them would kill you, but half of them wouldn't. So but you'd have to really look before a season starts who's good, you know?
Yeah.
You could get a Buffalo Bill.
Or a meat packer from Green Bay.
Yeah. You literally are in there with the mascot of the team. An old Steeler, you know, somebody who's a
steel worker.
Mm-hmm. Could get a Bengal tiger.
That's a,
a problem. But they're not that good this year.
Or an airplane.
You could get that. You could get a jet.
A jet engine.
Coming through.
A Tennessee Titan.
You could get a Titan.
Or a Giant. They're kind of larger.
The Giant.
Maybe I'm just squeezed in here.
Just squeezed.
A big person. I feel like you could survive at least half a dolphin. You know, you could get a dolphin in there.
It'd kick him to death before it drowned or suffocated.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only
thing. Or the tail would slap Biggie around.
What's the easiest to face? It's just some guy, like a
cowboy.
Cowboy. Because you're just going to sit and talk with him, you know.
Yeah, or a 49er. Any of the...
Mm-hmm.
A random Texan.
Yeah. Texan. Easy. Just get a guy from Texas. You get, you know, Greg
Could be
Abbott.
Anybody.
Yeah, just
Could
get...
be big-haired lady shopping at...
You get Ted Cruz and
Neiman Marcus
talking to you.
Yeah.
I don't know why that hit me. I was like, I'll bet... So if I said starting next season, would you do... Because you have to look and see who are the best teams. Could get a Bill. Could get a Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Then who are the others?
I would say no.
You know what? How about an angry ram? You could get a ram.
Well, I thought of the Rams, but I thought you might be able to calm him. Just kind of, hey.
You'd say no.
I'd say no because I just...
The odds?
Yeah. Odds are you're going to get hurt.
Even with $1 million on the line.
The only one that I would maybe consider is the Patriots seem to be turning it around.
They are. They're looking good.
Yeah.
But not this year, I don't think.
No.
Maybe next year for the
Patriots.
But
the rest are too risky.
Yeah, but I think a Chief would be all right. I think he's not going to hurt you.
No.
You know? He's just going to be in there with you.
Yeah.
A lot of these, are, you know, the Saints are awful. But I don't think you have to worry about the Jaguar or the Panther. The Jaguar is the most deadly.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to worry about them just yet. Lions, though. The Lions are good.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in there. Or the Bears. Bears in a couple of years, maybe.
And you say the two of you got together and podcast. You don't know where the idea came from?
I don't.
I know both of you like to indulge. I don't know where this idea came from.
I don't know how
We're
I got this
We're here rapping
idea.
For 90 minutes about lions and tigers and bears.
I don't know where it goes. You know, it's a stream of consciousness type of thing. And I just thought, golly, what a great question for Biggie.